Tuesday. Highs in the upper 60s, lows near 50. And currently in downtown Seattle, it's 56 degrees. KIXI time is 11 p.m.
CBS News. Tornadoes have struck near Tucson, Arizona and Rocky Mount, North Carolina, leaving one person dead and about 40 others hurt. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Desert thunderstorms gave birth to two tornadoes that hit the southern side of Tucson, Arizona, Sunday, killing one person and smashing a mobile home park, leaving about 75 people homeless. Mark Pettit of the Pima County Sheriff's Office has this information.
Initially, everyone in the area was evacuated because gas mains were broken. There were some electrical problems. We had lines down. Telephone service has been out for some time. A lot of the residents are returning now to claim valuables. Several local service groups have set up shelters for food and coffee. And most people have recovered clothing and this sort of thing, so this isn't a problem at the moment. Quite a few of them are sharing quarters with other neighbors whose homes were not damaged.
Tornadoes also struck near Rocky Mount, North Carolina, Sunday, leaving 11 persons hurt. There's been another rocket attack on Phnom Penh, the capital of Cambodia, the sixth straight day for such attacks. Three rockets slammed into the capital, killing five people and wounding nine others. One rocket struck just half a mile from the residence of President Lan Nao. More news after this message.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablets?
No, sinus medicine. Sinus tablets. Helps the headache and the pressure.
Oh, you mean sign-off.
Exactly.
Headache pain is one thing. A sinus headache is something else. Sometimes your whole face can seem to throb with pain. You want relief. Take sign-off tablets. S-I-N-E-O-F-F. The sinus medicine that gives you a full dose of pure aspirin plus a sinus drainer. Sign-off. The sinus medicine that helps relieve sinus pain while you drain. And sign-off doesn't stop there. Have you tried Sinoff Sinus Spray, the fastest known form of sinus congestion relief? It works in seconds. That's Sinoff Sinus Spray. When sinus flares up, use Sinoff tablets and spray only as directed.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sinoff.
Exactly.
Sinoff, the sinus medicines in the bright red box.
Both Israel and Syria are disengaging their forces on schedule, but the Middle East saber-rattling continues. The Israelis Sunday pulled out of the last strip of Syrian territory occupied since the October war, and Israel reported Syrian forces also left the Mount Hermon area. But Israel says it will continue bombing strikes against suspected Arab guerrilla bases in Lebanon. In Cairo, the semi-official Egyptian newspaper says if Israel rejects a just settlement, there will be another war in the Middle East, and it might be a nuclear war. Secretary of State Kissinger holds a news conference Monday to talk about President Nixon's hopes for the upcoming Moscow summit. The president will arrive in Moscow Thursday to begin the meeting. Mr. Nixon first flies to Brussels on Tuesday to attend a NATO meeting. Presidential lawyer Leonard Garment says even if President Nixon did order a defamation campaign against Daniel Ellsberg, it was not an illegal act. But one Democrat on the House Judiciary Committee, John Conyers of Michigan, says the president may be indicted as a co-conspirator in the Ellsberg case. Senator Walter Mondale, Democrat of Minnesota, says President Nixon has acted like he is the sole power in the land. Mondale says the president's actions have created the most serious period in American history in terms of preserving the Constitution. The Senate will probably take a vote on Monday on a proposal to cut taxes by $6.6 billion. Income earners would benefit by a provision that would raise the personal exemption by $45 a year. Backers of the proposal say it's needed to help stimulate the economy. Opponents say it would only fuel inflation. In New York Sunday night, police arrested four men as they tried to steal about $350,000 worth of Persian rugs on display at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel. Police say they got a tip about the attempted heist, and it's reported two men are members of a New York crime family. Now this.
It's a real hot day. I'm soaking up the sun, and suddenly I say antifreeze right out loud. My wife says, huh? And I say, haven't you heard that song?
You can never buy Preston too early. Do it now, don't you wait. You can never buy Preston too early. You can only buy it too late.
It's a fact. A 50-50 mix of Prestone 2 winter summer formula and water, about 2 gallons for most cars, fights boilover because it helps your cooling system handle heat better than water. Fresh boilover protection and fresh corrosion protection too, because only Prestone 2 has a patented silicone silicate inhibitor system. Nothing beats it for corrosion protection. Summer, winter, spring, or fall, you can never buy Prestone too early. You can only buy it too late.
Can't trust Prestone.
Who can you trust?
A team of American astronauts arrived in the Soviet Union Sunday for another training session. They're working on the first joint Soviet-American space flight planned for next year. The American team will spend about 3 weeks at the Soviet Space Flight Training Center. They were there last November on a similar mission. The joint flight is scheduled for July of next year. Spaceships launched from the U.S. and the Soviet Union will dock in orbit, exchange crews, and then return to Earth after the crewmen have rejoined their own vehicles. Doug Poling, CBS News.
And CBS for Seattle, this is KIXI, where the time is 6 minutes past 11.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... I'm E.G. Marshall. Welcome to the world of terrifying imagination, to the fear you can hear. For the 4 centuries before Christ, a remarkable combination of priests and monarchs established one of the most astonishing cultures in the world. The rulers were the pharaohs of Egypt, and they left an enduring series of monuments behind them. The Sphinx, the pyramids, the temples of Karnak and Luxor, and most strange of all, their mummified remains, embalmed by a process lost to modern science. This is the story of one such mummy, and the eternal curse she left to be visited on any violator of her tomb.
What happened, John?
The door to the tomb swung shut.
Well, can we open it?
No. The counterweights locked it somehow.
Hold up the torch.
Why?
There's an inscription inside the door. What does it say?
Well, it would take time to decipher it.
Don't worry. I can guess. Who breaks this seal forever seals his doom. He will walk no more among the living or find his way among the dead.
Mystery drama, The Pharaoh's Curse, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Ian Martin and stars Kim Hunter. It is sponsored in part by Sign Off, the Sinus Medicines, and Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Buick introduces a new concept for you to consider in light of all the concern about miles per gallon. Range. Range is what you get when you multiply the mileage your car gets per gallon by the number of gallons your car's gas tank holds. Range is one of the things that help make Buick Apollo such a special small car. It comes from coupling the Apollo's economical 6-cylinder engine with a standard 21-gallon gas tank. It holds a lot, but it doesn't use a lot. Look into the Apollo. It's the Buick of small cars.
Oh, sure. You can talk about good-tasting diet drinks, but I know. I'm Goldilocks, and here at my taste-testing laboratory, I taste-test them all. And nobody's been drinking my diet drinks until I tested sugar-free diet 7-Up. And then, kabloomy, every bear wanted some. Diet 7-Up is fresh, natural, delicious. Sugar-free diet 7-Up. This one's just right.
Do you think a computer programmer needs the use of his legs? New York University doesn't. They hired a man who's almost totally paralyzed. Yet they'll be the first to admit Tom Clancy's one of the best computer programmers they ever had. Of course, Tom Clancy's just one person, but there are millions of men and women in this country very much like him. People who have accepted their disabilities and come through rehabilitation with skills, determination, and a sense of responsibility. Yes, Tom Clancy's got a very good job. But what about all the others? The Director of Vocational Rehabilitation in your state has a file of highly qualified people in every field, ready, willing, and able to work. If you're not in a position to hire them, talk to someone who is. And next time there's an opening in your company, ask him to write the Director of Vocational Rehabilitation. His office is in your state capital.
A public service message brought to you on behalf of the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare and the Advertising Council.
...1924, 50 years ago, belongs to another world. Certainly in the Middle East, almost midway through the period of the great archaeological excavations that make Egypt a mecca for tourists from all over the world. And in that era, no singer and entertainer reigned more supreme than Diane Elliott, the toast of two continents already, and now in the process of conquering a third, with an engagement at Shepherd's, world-famous hotel in Cairo.
You will sing again, Miss Elliott?
No, really. Five encores is enough.
Never enough with you.
Often for anyone, it's already too much.
Of course, you must be tired.
I know, but I don't want the audience to be. If you'll excuse me.
Would you excuse me first?
Hmm?
There is an old friend of mine here tonight who would very much like to meet you. Could I presume to ask if you would join him as he asked for a drink at his table?
Who is this friend of yours?
Sir Geoffrey Lanscombe.
The famous archaeologist? He's still alive? He must be.
Quite old, but most active.
Would you ask him to give me 10 minutes and then come back to my dressing room? Just a moment. Come in.
Miss Elliott.
Sir Geoffrey?
Guilty as charged.
Oh, dear. Did I sound forbidding or something?
No, not at all. It's just that I feel I'm intruding.
Oh, not at all. I hope you'll excuse me, though. I've started changing because tonight's the end of my engagement here, and I have to start packing.
Well, then you'll be leaving Cairo.
Well, no, not for a few days. I hope at least a week. I've wangled a little gap between engagements because I want to do some sightseeing.
Good, excellent. It makes it so much easier for me to ask what I want to ask. It's amazing.
What?
You, my dear. With your robe pulled tightly around you and your hair swept back so severely from your face. Yes. Absolutely amazing.
Let me tell
you why I'm here. Have you ever heard of the Princess Hasiba?
No.
Well, it's not too surprising. She was, you understand, a little before your time. Approximately 4,000 years. Hasiba, the gazelle-footed trailer of perfumed musk. Hasiba, the doe-eyed, radiant perfection of the three worlds.
I thought you were an archaeologist, not a poet.
Well, not I, my dear. That's Thotmes the Fifth, her husband, the pharaoh. And he was right. She was, until then, at least the most exquisite woman who ever lived. And when she died, at 19, the pharaoh was so crazed with grief that he stripped himself of all his wealth and turned it into jewels with which he filled her burial casket to the brim. She was buried with all the honors of a pharaoh, and the door to her mastaba sealed forever with an undying curse.
The mastaba?
The burial chamber.
And the curse?
This chamber holds the jewels of my kingdom. Jewels beyond number and one beyond all price. Who breaks this seal forever seals his doom. He will walk no more among the living nor find his way among the dead.
You almost make me believe that.
Well, I almost believe it myself. Perhaps it's why I've taken the liberty of coming to you.
I don't understand.
Well, why should you? Let me explain. 15 years ago, I discovered the small pyramid that covers the burial chamber. 3 times, on different expeditions, we have excavated with no success. This time, we have managed to isolate the mastaba itself, in spite of every kind of miserable luck. Cave-ins, men injured, crews deserting. But at last, within the next few days, I'm convinced the entrance will be found.
Oh, how exciting, how wonderful for you. And Hasiba, I hope she isn't a disappointment. Was she really so beautiful, do you think?
Incredibly. Her face shamed the shining sun, and the day was lit up by the light of her countenance.
You know, you sound as though you'd actually seen her.
I have.
You have?
Oh, yes, yes, my dear. For every description fits you.
Well, Sir Geoffrey, I'll have to admit that's about the prettiest compliment I've ever been paid.
And the truth. Look.
What is it?
An ivory miniature of Hasiba, hand-carved.
How beautiful. Exquisite.
Isn't it? So perhaps now you can see, Miss Elliot, why I can easily believe in reincarnation. It's why I asked to meet you. I've devoted the last best part of my life to unearthing this tomb. But I've come to be afraid of a curse and to believe profoundly in the power of good omens and luck. I need that luck. But I think I found it. I know you are my luck.
Well, how can I help you?
Come as my guest to the diggings for a few days. Open the chamber for me. I think your touch will ensure success.
Out of so many, that's the greatest compliment of all. How can I refuse? Just a moment. Oh, driver, good, come in. These two bags, and... You are not the driver I engaged this morning.
No, Miss Elliot.
Then why?
Allow me, my credentials. Inspector Hasid of the Cairo Police.
Police?
If you doubt me, call Ahmed. He will vouch for me. Now, may I ask a few questions?
Well, of course.
You had never met Sir Geoffrey Lanscombe before the night before last.
That's correct.
But you are planning to visit the diggings?
Yes.
Why?
Well, because he invited me to.
Just as a guest?
Of course.
For a few days, correct?
Well, now let's not make anything out of that, Inspector. He is about to open the tomb of some ancient Egyptian queen, and I am intrigued. I've never had the opportunity to meet a 4,000-year-old princess who's supposed to look like me. Now, what's wrong with that, and why should it interest the police?
This thing is difficult. First of all, let me warn you that there may be possible danger in your visit to the diggings.
What danger?
I do not know exactly. But if you are to go, will you let me go with you as your driver, incognito?
Why?
Partially to protect you.
And partially what else?
That is what I want to find out. Do you have any knowledge of firearms, Miss Elliot?
Well, as a matter of fact, I do. I used to do a lot of hunting with my father.
And small arms?
We had a pistol range. I'm a pretty good shot.
Well, could you handle this if you had to? For protection only, I mean.
Webley, isn't it? 6-clip?
It would fit a woman's handbag.
Okay, but I'm not interested in running around playing with guns.
Last night, at the diggings, there was a fatal accident.
Not Sir Geoffrey?
No. One of the new digging crew. Now, for everyone's safety, I need an opportunity to investigate that accident quietly, without publicity. You could offer me that chance.
And put my own neck on the line?
No. there's little risk for you. But of course, I cannot tell you there is absolutely none.
What is it you think's going on out there?
I am not sure. 4,000 years ago, if we are to believe the papyri, the written records, Thutmose buried with his wife uncounted millions of dollars in jewels.
But neither she nor the jewels have been exhumed yet.
We are told. And yet, a man is dead.
Where was this man found?
Near one of the many statues that ring the pyramid, far from the tomb itself.
Well, so what has that to do with... murdered?
Not by any human agency, apparently. The man was crushed, as if broken in the arms of a... something beyond the natural power of things. However, the police are less interested in the man himself than what was clutched in his hand.
What?
I have been selected to investigate this matter quietly and anonymously. Will you let me go with you?
You're kind of daring me, aren't you?
Pardon?
You don't want me to refuse.
I don't think you are in any real danger, Miss Elliot. And I need a cover.
Okay. Let's go adventure. Just tell me one thing first. What is there for the police to investigate? What was it the man had clutched in his hand?
A diamond of great beauty and great price.
What kind of diamond?
Now, there's just the whole point, Miss Elliot. A very special kind. For no diamond has been cut like this in the last 4,000 years.
A tomb sealed fast for 4,000 years, where a princess lies in a coffin filled to the brim with precious stones of incalculable value. Could this diamond be from a tomb as yet uncovered, or was it some random discovery? And if it were, what inhuman agency, with a power beyond all human scope, mangled and destroyed the unfortunate man who found the strangely cut diamond? I'll return in a few moments with Act Two.
And now, another story of the ball and chain, as Kellogg's Special K presents The Library.
Welcome to the public library. May I help you, sir?
Yes, I'd like to check out... I'd like to check out Famous Laundromats of the World by Audrey Schnorbart.
Sir, excuse me, but isn't that ball and chain you're wearing just like the ones they use in the Kellogg Special K commercial?
This ball and chain?
Shh, yes, that one. How are you going to get rid of it?
Well, you know, lots of good exercises, and by eating smart at every meal, starting with the Special K breakfast.
Don't you have to watch your calories?
Yes, and the Special K breakfast is less than 240 calories.
Less than 240 calories?
Shh, right. A 1 ounce bowl of high-protein Special K, 4 ounces of skim milk, tomato juice, and coffee. It's really tasty, and it's going to help me get rid of this ball and chain. I'd say it's long overdue, get it?
Your happy ending could begin with the Special K breakfast from Kellogg's.
Who knows how to help you solve your shopping problems? Your Better Business Bureau knows.
I'm going to rent this apartment, but now the landlord wants a deposit equal to 2 months' rent to cover damage. I wonder if there's anything I should do to protect myself.
It certainly is, Mac.
Who are you?
I'm the man from the Better Business Bureau. You know, deposits are usual, but before you move into that apartment, go through it thoroughly and list any and all damage. Now prepare this list in duplicate and have your landlord sign both copies. And before you sign that lease, find out what sort of repairs you will be responsible for, and which should be paid by the landlord.
Then, when you move, this list helps to solve the mystery of who's to pay for what, right?
Right.
Southwest from Cairo. Riding across the hot, white desert sands in the jeep driven by Inspector Hasid, a tulle scarf bound across her mouth and nose against the stinging sand, Diana Elliott wonders what whim drove her to this strange adventure. And then, to herself, honestly, she admits what it is. She is tired of the never-relaxing discipline of her life, the touring, the center of applause, the sense of being trapped. Suddenly, she is a free soul, off on an uncharted adventure, ready for anything that comes her way, as long as it is new and different.
Miss Elliott.
You know me?
Yes, and you more than live up to what I've heard. Can I give you a hand down?
Oh, thank you. More than a hand. Both.
Brother, the old boy was right.
About what?
You. And our 4,000-year-old lady.
Perhaps. But I'm not 4,000 years old yet. And I can stand by myself, Mr.
Irving, John Irving. I'm Sir Jeff's assistant. He asked me to look out for you.
Oh, great. Could we start by having you let go of my waist so I can breathe?
I'm sorry.
Where's Sir Jeffrey?
He had to go into Cairo with the English mail and in connection with an accident we had here.
Oh, yes, I know about that.
You do?
Yes, I read about it in the Cairo newspaper.
Oh, well, let's get your bags and get you settled.
Do not worry, Asaib. I will take care of him.
Oh, fine, driver. Miss Elliott's go into the big tent with the canopy. You can bunk down with the crew over there. Any one of the three tents near the diggings.
Very good, I say.
You want to go freshen up, Miss Elliott?
Oh, no. Everything is too new and strange and exciting. I want to explore.
Okay. You want to walk over and have a closer look at the pyramid?
I love it. If I'm not keeping you...
No, you're not. I've been designated as the official reception committee for the afternoon.
Tell me, have you found the tomb yet?
Not quite, but we're close. We started to uncover what appears to be the entrance to the outer chamber this morning. The diggers are working on clearing that now. It's hard to believe.
What?
That we're almost there. 15 years ago, this entire pyramid was buried in sand. Sir Jeff uncovered it on the two former expeditions.
Oh, what a tremendous job. What are these statues that stand along the bottom row of stones?
Those are various Egyptian gods. Let's see, starting at that end, Thoth the Recorder, Horus, god of truth, Mot, goddess of justice, and Osiris, the king father himself.
Two, three, four, five. Hey, you missed one, this one in the middle.
Oh, I'm sorry, so I did.
I can't blame you, he's so ugly. That brutal, snarling face. What does he represent?
That's Anubis, the jackal-faced god. Officially supposed, coincidentally enough, to be the greeter of the dead.
I don't think I'd care to be greeted by that, dead or alive. What do you mean, coincidentally?
Well, this is where an accident happened.
You mean where the man was killed?
You heard about that? Who told you, Sir Jeff?
No, it was, my driver.
Oh. Bad news travels fast in this country.
In any country. Ooh, what a cruel, bestial face he has. What does greeter of the dead mean?
He weighed the hearts of the dead before welcoming them to the great halls of Osiris, the judge and the sentencer.
Ooh.
Oh, he's not quite as bad as he looks.
Do tell. I think I'll have that hand down now.
Oh, here you are.
Watch it! Quick! Behind the statue! Let me shield you!
You all right, Diane?
I'm all right, Mr. Irving.
Well, couldn't we make it? John, I called you Diane.
So you did.
It just slipped out. Did it scare you?
If you mean the explosion, of course it did.
Dynamite.
What was the dynamite for, John?
That's just what Sir Jeff's going to want to know. He's going to be hopping mad when he gets back. Damn that Sargon.
Who is Sargon?
Our esteemed Egyptian colleague and so-called archaeologist who's been gumming up this expedition ever since it started.
Gumming it up?
Yeah, he resents all outsiders who come here on what he considers his territory.
Well, you can't blame him, I suppose. It's his country.
But just the same, the guy's pretty hard to take. For some reason, he wants that tomb to remain sealed. With that dynamite he set off, maybe he's just gotten his wish. Now, come on. I'll see you back to your tent so I can go find out just what damage has been done.
My dear Miss Elliot, I'm sorry I was responsible for making dinner so late.
Oh, it was worth waiting for, Sir Geoffrey. This Arabian coffee is delicious.
What was all the trouble with Sargon this afternoon?
Well, this morning he wanted to dynamite the entrance open. I said we should wait till you got back. I knew you wouldn't go for it. My God, if we had a cave-in, the whole tomb would have been reburied.
Say nothing of the possible damage to inscriptions inside. So?
Well, he got so red-necked about it, I told him he could set the charges in case.
Oh, that was foolish.
I know, sir. But I never thought he'd be pig-headed enough to set them off on his own hook.
That is it, I.
Oh, Sargon, Sargon, my dear fellow. Come in, come in. Join us in coffee.
I do not break bread among my enemies. Or with the infidel.
Now, wait a minute. No, no, Sargon. I know you're upset, but there's no need to be rude. I don't believe you've met our guest. Miss Diane Elias, Ali Atman Ben Sargon, one of our most noted Egyptologists.
How do you do?
Your servant, Anaisa.
Now, about this thing this afternoon.
Mr. Irving said the orders came from you.
Why, you...
John.
If he denies that, he lies.
You think I'm going to sit still?
Sit down, sir. I will not have this bickering in front of a guest. It can be settled later. In the meantime, fortunately, there's been no damage of consequence, and the way into the tomb has been opened. No harm has been done.
A great deal of harm has been done. The crew has deserted.
What?
That is what I came to tell you. They have taken all our transport and left. I tried to stop them,
I'll
but...
I bet you did. Now look, Sir Jeff, Just a moment, John. Why, Sargon?
Perhaps they are wiser than we. A small hole was blown through to the inside. And out of it, they say, comes swirling a fearsome Ifrit that grew 10 times taller than a man and belched a cold, freezing breath from his mouth that carried death in the air. They ran in terror from the ancient curse. They knew the stench of evil in the air.
Well, that's preposterous. As an archaeologist, you know the fetid odor of death is always present when a tomb is opened.
Bunch of simple-minded nitwits.
Perhaps. Except that as a simple-minded Egyptian, I agree with them.
Oh, you intend to leave,
too? On the contrary, I intend to stay. I was referring to the stench of evil, and not from the graves of my ancestors, which I shall remain to protect.
Why, that son of a... You're going to let him get away with that?
John, I'm sure it was a misunderstanding. Bear with me, please. Tomorrow may be the end of a long, long dream. Now let me go and pacify poor Sargon.
You intend to open the tomb tomorrow?
Well, the main breach has been made. I'm hopeful it can be managed.
Well, then we must have the press here. I'll go into Cairo tonight.
The men have taken the trucks.
Well, there's still Diane's jeep. If I may borrow it?
Well, it's not really mine. It's my driver's.
Well, whatever you decide tomorrow will be an exciting day. I shall hope, Miss Elliot, to introduce you at last to your long-dead image. This must come to pass, for I still believe in you as my good luck. John, you'll see Miss Elliot to her tent?
Of course, sir.
Till tomorrow, then.
Good night, sir. I'd still like to have it out myself with that surly...
Look, let Sir Jeff handle it, John. I want to drink in this strange night.
The atmosphere? Or the general excitement?
Both. Everything. The air, the place, the time. That enormous red moon. What makes it like that?
Sand, suspended in the air, filters the spectrum.
Such a lot of sand.
It's a whole lot of moon.
So quiet.
The air is heavy. Sleepy?
No.
Don't go in. Stay with me.
That might be really dangerous.
Why don't we grab the Jeep and go into Cairo?
We can't use the Jeep.
Why not?
It belongs to... an inspector of police. Look, please don't say I said anything, but he's here investigating the accident. Sub Rosa. You won't tell anyone.
Well, sure, if you ask me not to. But I still don't see why we can't...
Well, then ask Inspector Hasid if you can borrow the Jeep. But I won't go with you. I'm too tired and too excited looking forward to tomorrow. But funny how heavy the air seems. I can imagine why those men felt a dark weight, almost like death in the air. I'll be glad to see you tomorrow. Good night, John.
Good night, Diane.
Diane? Diane?
What is it?
Are you dressed? Can I come into your tent?
Yes. I was just starting to go to bed. What is it?
Look, I don't want to alarm you, but the men were right. There is death in the air tonight.
Well, what now?
Oh, it's nothing to do with the legend. Totally atmospheric. A Samoom is on its way. We must race it back to Cairo.
But the tomb...
The tomb can wait, as it has waited for centuries.
Oh, but there won't be room in the Jeep for all of us.
Only you and I are going.
And the others?
Sir Jeff and Sargon won't leave the tomb. Inspector Hasid won't leave Sargon and remains to protect Sir Jeff.
What does that mean?
Sargon is not to be trusted. Sir Jeff and the inspector know that.
But if we have to run for safety, what about them?
Well, they'll be safe in the excavation. It's like a tornado cellar. That's just what this blow will be like anyways.
Well, so why can't we hole up with them?
We could, if you think you can spare the time.
What's that mean?
A Samoom. It could blow itself out in 6 or 7 hours, or 6 or 7 days. Now, can you spare the time?
Oh, of course not. I'm due in Paris in 3 days. Give me 5 minutes, and I'll get my suitcases ready, and we'll be on our way. It's getting worse, isn't it? How far to Cairo?
We're not even nearly halfway.
Can you see?
What's to see but sand, sand, and more sand?
The twister itself. Double right around on us.
What are you doing?
We can't hit into it. It would suck us right up into the land of Oz or the Arabian Nights. We've got to run for cover.
Where?
Back to the diggings. The only shelter. Just hold your seat and hope we can outrun it.
Supposing we can't?
Maybe. This is one archaeologist who doesn't live in the past and is very interested in the future. Right here and now, we've got to hang on to the present.
Whatever the effectiveness of the ancient curse, it seems the fates conspire to bring Diane Elliott and John Irving back within its range. And if the 4,000-year sleep of the delectable Hasibah is to be disturbed at last, on whom will the curse fall for disturbing it? On the men who planned and made it possible? Or on another woman who dared to challenge her beauty? I'll return shortly with Act 3.
There's nothing wrong with drinking Budweiser sip by sip, is there? Well, the brewers of Budweiser think there's a better way. Sipping's fine if you're drinking wine. But Bud is the king of beers, a hearty drink. Look, rinse a 10 or 12 ounce glass with cold water. Then open a can or bottle of Bud and pour it right down the middle so it kicks up a good head of foam. Now, take a big drink and then swallow big. No sips. That's how it should be done. More taste, more beer drinking enjoyment. Thanks to exclusive Beechwood aging, Budweiser has a smoothness that lets it go down especially easy. Sure, it's an expensive way to brew beer, but brewing beer right does make a difference. That's why, when you say Budweiser, you've said it all. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
Young I may be, but still I'm a man. Just turned 18 and I'll do what I can. Find me a place where I can be me. Get ready for life.
month of success, learn an exciting job, and see the world. Call toll-free 800-841-8000 or see your Navy recruiter. Be someone special in the new Navy.
In the outer chamber, shielded from the wild gust and the roar of the simoon raging outside, Sir Geoffrey and Sargon have isolated and almost cleared the door to the mastaba itself. They are engaged now in cleaning up the debris the explosion earlier in the day had caused.
That does it. The door is free. 15 years, and the moment is here at last. I'm about to enter the tomb of Hasiba.
My countrymen have waited 4,000.
Come, come, Sargon, let's for God's sake not at this minute.
What is it?
There's someone coming.
The dead are arisen.
Oh, don't be silly, it's from the outside. Why, it's Miss Elliot.
The bad penny and companion turning up again.
Well, what happened?
Couldn't make it, sir. We just beat that old twister back here to safety. Turned around on us.
Just the two of you?
Yes.
What happened to your driver?
We understood he stayed with you.
We have not seen him. We thought he stayed with you.
Oh, he probably took off with the rest of the crew. Are you all right, Miss Elliot?
Yes.
Well, then, let's forget the elements, the momentary inconveniences and everything, but the incredible, the marvelous, the unbelievable moment that lies ahead of us. We're about to enter the tomb of Hasiba.
But the storm...
The storm will blow itself out. We are lighting candles to illuminate centuries of the past. Come, John, Sargon, help me push open the door.
I do not care to see the tomb opened.
I am not surprised.
Inspector Hossein.
Yes, Miss Elliot.
Inspector?
Yes, Ali Athman Ben Sargon. Inspector Hasid, with a very sore head where someone knocked me out, to deny me the sight of the tomb and its contents. By all means, let us open the door. I am not asking but commanding with this gun.
Let's go, Sargon.
Beyond that black aperture lies Hasiba, wrapped in her blanket of jewels. Who shall be first to enter?
The right is mine.
The right is Sir Geoffrey's. Don't make me use my gun.
This is a moment I dread as much as I desire. Who knows what lies in that dark cave? The tomb may have been rifled centuries ago, its artifacts destroyed, the very catafalque itself vandalized. The curse was never idle. And then suddenly I am too old and afraid to enter. Diane, I brought you here as my luck. Will you risk it and enter first?
If you wish me to.
I wish it with all my heart. John, take the torch and light her in.
Yes, sir. Careful, Diane. Easy.
Look, what is there to fear?
Who knows? The dead resent intruders.
Well, I only hope that...
Oh! What is it?
A stone beneath my feet.
Look out, eh?
What happened, John?
The door to the tomb swung shut.
Well, can we open it?
No. The counterweights locked it somehow.
Hold up the torch.
Why?
There's an inscription inside the door. What does it say?
But it would take time to decipher it.
Don't worry, I can guess. He who breaks this seal forever seals his doom. He will walk no more among the living or find his way among the dead.
Just what I was afraid of.
Hopeless. The door can't be budged.
What happened?
The stone you stepped on, designed to trip the counterbalancing rocks and lock them. To get the door open now, they'll have to blast.
So that was Toughness' ancient curse.
It's pretty effective.
Look, hold up the torch, John.
Is that better?
Yes. It's not a very large chamber.
No.
In the center there, is that?
Yep. Yeah. That's the catafalque. Hasiba.
Can we look?
Why not?
Poor little princess.
Poor little rich girl.
So young. Can we open the sarcophagus?
I don't know. Somewhere there should be... Well, let's see. Ah, here. It's too heavy. As far as I dare slide it.
Such a big coffin for such a little girl, but... Oh, but she is lovely.
The face is only a death mask.
Where are the jewels, John? The jewels that filled the casket to the brim.
That's right. Evidently, old Tosmus regretted his generous impulse and sneaked in later and pinched his fabulous fortune.
How?
I don't know.
What's the matter with the torch?
Oh, I'm afraid it's going out.
Well, can't we light it again?
No. Lack of oxygen. We've got to get out of here.
Haven't you any idea how?
The catafalque itself. Let's have a look.
But how? Where? It's just a simple box.
Except here, at the foot of it. Carved in bas-relief. Oh, wait. Let me hold the torch close.
Yeah, that's better.
What is it?
That face. The god you showed me outside the pyramid. With the jackal face. What's his name?
Anubis.
Greeter of the dead.
But he has another name. The opener of the ways. Diane, maybe this is it. Press it. Try it.
Yes. The opener of the ways.
Oh. Smell that, Diane. Fresh air. Look at the torch light up. And there are steps beneath. We're free.
I wonder, John. I wonder.
I can see it clearly now, Diane. Sargon, he's been plundering the tomb. That was the reason for all the delays he caused. He had to have time to get rid of the jewels. And now, unless we escape somehow, he's safe.
Inspector Hasid won't let him go.
We might as well have all the cards on the table. When I stumbled into you entering the chamber, it was because Sargon pushed the inspector against me and grabbed the gun. You can be sure Sir Geoffrey and Hasid are both dead by now. And Sargon is on his way to freedom with the jewels.
Well, then it's up to us to stop him.
How?
What's the matter?
The blank wall. This looks like the end of the road.
It does, at that.
How do we get out of this?
That's all up to you, John.
What does that mean?
It's not very difficult to figure out. You know just where to put your hand to move this rock. Don't you, John?
I? Why should I?
Because you've been here so often before.
You know.
I think so. And what I don't know, I can guess. You found this secret entrance some time ago. And you stole the jewels, didn't you? You've been the one that's been delaying things while you tried to figure out some way to get away with them. My jeep with me as cover was the perfect way out, if it hadn't been for the sandstorm.
All right. I admit it. Which leaves you with two choices.
Which are?
Stay here, or come with me.
Diane, I am more than a little in love with you, and I promise you there's a fortune packed in your jeep that could make us able to live like Thothmes and his queen Hasiba. In your luggage, it could easily be smuggled out of the country. Half of it, all of it's yours, if you share it with me.
And if I don't?
I'll have to take my chances alone.
which includes, unfortunately, leaving you shut in here where you can't blow the whistle on me.
Two choices.
What else?
This.
What? Gun? Where did you get that?
From the inspector. And don't think I don't know how to use it. Are you ready to open the door now?
Suppose I just refused.
The torch is beginning to burn low again. That means we're running out of oxygen, doesn't it?
Okay. You win. Here, catch it! I hope I didn't hurt you. I had to get the gun.
What are you going to do?
Oh, nothing violent. That really isn't my nature. Just leave you here. With any luck, they'll break through in time and find you. Goodbye, Diane.
You can't!
Oh, now please don't move. I'll leave you the torch when I go. Damn simoom, it's still raging.
You'll never get through it.
I'll have to take my chances. It's all I have left. I won't back. I'm sorry. Sorry for everything, except the jewels. If you could only see them. Well, here goes.
I'm all right.
You must rest, my dear. There's time later.
No, I want to finish telling you. He was leaving, and he had started the door of the statue base that closed the secret entrance, and then suddenly the wind was too strong, and he fell back and got caught in all those tons of stone, just like the other man.
I would spare little pity on him, Miss Elliot. The other man was my brother. Asaib Irving thought he had killed me just as successfully.
But I don't understand. Why did he start to come back?
His return was involuntary.
What do you mean, Mr. Sargon?
He underestimated the enduring power of an ancient curse. He was returned to his fate.
So the curse was a real one after all.
He will walk no more among the living, nor find his way among the dead. But, thanks to you, Miss Elliot, the ancient gods are satisfied, and the lady of whom you are a reincarnation will also be reborn.
Hasiba, the gazelle-footed, trailer of perfumed musk. Hasiba, the doe-eyed, radiant perfection of the three worlds. Why shouldn't she be reborn? I'm in favor of it. What man wouldn't be? I'll be back shortly.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablets?
No, sinus medicine. Sinus tablets. Helps the headache and the pressure.
Oh, you mean sign-off.
Exactly.
Headache pain is one thing. A sinus headache is something else. Sometimes your whole face can seem to throb with pain. You want relief. Take Sinoff tablets. S-I-N-E-O-F-F, the sinus medicine that gives you a full dose of pure aspirin, plus a sinus drainer. Sinoff, the sinus medicine that helps relieve sinus pain while you drain. And Sinoff doesn't stop there. Have you tried Sinoff sinus spray, the fastest known form of sinus congestion relief? It works in seconds. That's Sinoff sinus spray. When sinus flares up, use Sinoff tablets and spray only as directed.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sinoff.
Exactly.
Sinoff, the sinus medicines in the bright red box.
Hi, Ms. Goldilocks here. Professionally taste-testing diet drinks can be very difficult, but I've just had to bear with it. Then I found sugar-free diet 7-Up. It doesn't taste like other diet drinks. It's fresh, light, natural, delicious. Sugar-free diet 7-Up tastes so good that I've taste-tested it hundreds of times, and each time I've given it my seal of approval. Yes, this one's just right.
You've been hearing some pretty lavish claims recently about miles per gallon. We'd like you to consider something equally important, and that's range. Range is the miles per gallon multiplied by the number of gallons your car's tank holds. Range is what makes the Buick Apollo such a special small car. It comes from coupling the Apollo's economical six-cylinder engine with a standard 21-gallon tank. It holds a lot, but it doesn't use a lot. Look into the Apollo. It's the Buick of small cars. It was Nathaniel Hawthorne, one of our American greats, who said it. A grave, wherever found, preaches a short and pithy sermon to the soul. Let my comment on this tale be as brief. Let the dead past bury its past, nor pause too much to think on today. The future is what leads us on. If we march to any banners, let it be to those. Our cast included Kim Hunter, George Petrie, Arnold Moss, Dan Ocko, and Ian Martin. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division, the Kellogg Company, makers of Kellogg Special K cereal, and new sugar-free diet 7-Up. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
CBS News coming up shortly on KIXI. CBS News next on KIXI, AM and FM, Seattle. It's 12 midnight.
CBS News. For the sixth straight day, rebels have fired rockets into Phnom Penh, Cambodia. I'm Ann Crosman reporting on the CBS radio network. Five Cambodians were reported killed, another nine wounded, as three rockets slammed into the southern part of the capital city. One of the rockets hit just half a mile south of the presidential palace and killed an army captain and three of his children. Six other members of his family were reported wounded. There was more fighting in Cambodia on Sunday when government soldiers tried to expand their defense positions north and south of Phnom. ...1,000 gallons of gasoline and diesel oil were destroyed in the explosions. More news after this.
Give your hand to a friend, give your heart to your love, but give your allergy to contact.
Now listen carefully, because this message may surprise you. There is an ingredient that can effectively help block pollen's bad effect on your system. Sneezing, sniffling, drips, itchy red watery eyes. It's the antihistamine most prescribed by allergy specialists. And it's an ingredient in Contac. Surprising, yes, but the true wonder of contact is how our tiny time pills keep this antihistamine working, helping up to 12 hours per capsule, all day, all night. Allergy is our business, too.
Give your hand to a friend. Give your heart to your love.
But give your allergy to contact. Take contact only when needed, only as directed.
At least one person is dead from tornadoes which hit a trailer park south of Tucson on Sunday. The victim was an 80-year-old man. About 30 other people were taken to area hospitals. The tornado destroyed 19 trailers and damaged 33 more. Near Rocky Mount, North Carolina, 11 people were hurt when a tornado swept through a trailer park there. 10 of the trailers were damaged. A state highway patrolman said it was a miracle nobody was killed. To the south, in Waycross, Georgia, high winds damaged houses and buildings and downed power lines. But no injuries reported there. President Nixon leaves Washington on Tuesday for summit talks in Moscow. He'll stop over briefly in Brussels to attend the signing of a new Declaration of Principles of NATO. In the Soviet Union, Mr. Nixon will discuss several issues with Communist Party leader Brezhnev, chief among them, limiting nuclear arms. The president will probably visit Brezhnev at his resort home on the Black Sea, and also visit the modern industrial city of Minsk. Mr. Nixon is also expected to make a short trip to Star City, the Soviet Space Center, which is 20 miles outside Moscow. There, the president may see a team of 9 American astronauts who arrived yesterday to continue training.
Negotiations in the strike of more than 4,000 nurses in Northern California. The walkout, now in its 18th day, has caused a crisis in health care since nurses left emergency rooms and intensive care wards, which they had been staffing earlier in the strike. Hospitals have sent home many patients and canceled some surgery because of a personnel shortage. Federal Mediation Director W.J. Ussery sat in on the negotiating sessions over the weekend after the Nurses Association and hospital officials asked for his help. Bob Dunley for CBS News, San Francisco.
More in a minute.
Want that sinus medicine?
Headache tablets?
No, sinus medicine. Helps the headache and the pressure.
Oh, you mean Sinoff.
Exactly.
Exactly right. When sinus flares up with congestion and pain, insist on Sinoff tablets. Sinoff delivers a full dose of pure aspirin plus a sinus drainer. Sinoff helps sinus pain while you drain. Use only as directed.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sinoff.
Exactly.
Sinoff, the sinus medicines in the bright red box.
26-year-old Ann Southcomb, who was a keeper at Cincinnati Zoo, has two new charges. Bengal tiger cubs. One of the cubs is a rare white tiger, the other cub is orange. Miss Southcomb is taking care of the cubs because their mother rejected them.
She took care of two and left two behind. I mean, she figured that the two were just about all she could care for at one time. She's in a new surrounding. She is from the National Zoo, and so it could be just being in a different cage might have upset her a little bit having these babies. It's really critical until about, we're 3 weeks old, 3 or 4 weeks old. But we haven't run into any problems yet, so we're really thankful. And this white tiger strain, they're noted to have a kidney problem. So we're watching this real close, too. But so far, so good. What we're waiting for right now are their eyes to open. Because the little white one's going to have just beautiful, icy blue eyes.
Ms. Southcomb says that animals are just like humans. They all are attuned to love. And that sometimes care is the only thing that will assure their survival. Reuters News Service reports that wall posters appearing today in Peking claim that more than 200 people have died in massacres in recent years in China's southeast province. The clash is apparently part of the internal struggle between supporters of the late defense minister Lin Piao and ancient philosopher Confucius and pro-government forces who are seeking to continue the government's current campaign against the two men. I'm Ann Crosman, CBS News.
CBS for Seattle, this is KIXI with the time now is 6 minutes past midnight.